Well, we've come to sing today, right? Yeah, that's a fun song to sing. You know, every time we sing that song, I can't help but think of the Ukrainians and the Russians. You know, they like that boom, boom, ba boom, boom. And whenever we would sing it with the choir, about, I don't know, 50 or 60 Ukrainians in Seattle, boy, those basses must have had 20 basses, and away they'd go. That was a lot of fun. Yeah, so I know we've come to sing, not to listen to me, and I'm only going to take about a half an hour, and then I'll be done, right? And I hope you've got your songs ready to sing. You've been looking through the hymnal, and you're ready. You know which song you're going to pick, because today is Reformation Sunday, Fifth Sunday Sing. We're going to just celebrate. But I wonder if you know why we sing. That's what it says up there. Why we sing. I wanted to remind us of that, if I could. You know, of all the religions in the world, and I haven't been a part of all of them, I haven't seen all of them, but I've seen some, and I've studied some, and the idea of a congregation getting out a hymnal and singing is very, very unique to Protestant Christian churches. Most religions sing or do something, but most of the time it's professionals up front, and maybe there's a rail that you commoners can't come up and be behind, something like that. You have to wear special clothes and do all that kind of stuff. Sometimes there's the chanting where the leader will say something and you respond, but the idea of everybody singing together and worshiping and praising and excited, it's very unique for what we do. Why? Why do we do it? Why does it happen? And the reason is because God has done something amazing, and it requires a response. We have to respond to what God has done. And so in the book of Acts, it's grace. We've been talking about grace. Grace means the word Old Testament, New Testament. Grace means God's done something and we didn't do it. It means that He's done something for us and we couldn't do it ourselves. And it's all focused in on Jesus when He died on the cross and He was buried and He was raised and He ascended and He purchased, and it was good enough. What He did on the cross was good enough for God, so we can come into His presence. While He was there on the cross, the curtain that separated the Holy of Holies was split in two in the temple. And it was God saying, come on in. Isn't that exciting? When they began to see it, the early Christians, began to see it and understand it, they realized that they had freedom. They'd been set free. And when they realized they'd been set free, there was this sense of joy that took place in their hearts. And joy just had to be expressed, right? When you're excited about something, you have to express it and say something about it. So when you look in the book of Acts, all the way through the book of Acts, there's this refrain that goes on over and over again. And it says something like this. It's several times. But in chapter 2, day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And they kept on growing. More people said, I got to get what they got. It's repeated again in several chapters, but in chapter 13, it's in when he's preaching to the Gentiles. And he says, Paul, he says, and you all are included too. And they got so excited, read it, chapter 13 of Acts, that they started expressing and singing and dancing. And it's like they were so excited about it. Because when we catch on to what grace means, you have to express it. You have to say something. You have to sing. David even danced. Yeah, and he did. When the church forgets why they're singing, they quit singing. And that's why Paul would tell them, as he started instructing when he got to the book of Ephesians, he'd say, look, don't go for the cheap substitutes of fun. Don't get drunk with wine. Don't fill yourself up with other things like the food and the drugs and the entertainments and stuff. Those are fine within their place. But some people, they're trying to fill up their soul with that. And he says, be filled with the Spirit. And when you're filled with the Spirit, you're going to speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. When you finally remind yourself of what grace is all about, then you express it. The church in the Middle Ages had forgotten why they sang, and so they quit. It was the people up front, the special choir, or the priest who would chant in a language that the people didn't understand. And the people were not allowed to participate. And they'd forgotten why they sang, so they quit singing, for the most part, in church. And then God spoke to a priest. He'd been speaking to several along the way, but he spoke to a priest, and we know this priest, Martin Luther, and he was a professor, a PhD in Bible, preaching and teaching about Romans. And one day when he was reading in chapter 1, verse 16, and it's quoting from Habakkuk, it says, the just shall live by faith. And he realized grace, and it's like it just, like in the book of Acts, it just smacked him upside the head, and he was, what? And he got so excited, he said, you mean God's done something and I don't have to do anything? He said, yeah. And he got excited about it. And he started talking about it. And the church said, shut up. Hey, I can't shut up. God's done something. And he started talking about it. And he finally got kicked out. And then he started saying to everybody, you got to see what God has been up to. And then he said, and now we need to teach you some songs. Because you got to sing. If you know what God's been up to, you got to sing. And so he took some of those common folk songs and some of the songs they sang in the bar and whatever, and took the tunes. And he wrote down some amazing things that God had done, talking to them about Jesus, how he's both God and man, talking to them about spiritual warfare, talking to them about the realities of the power and strength of God. And he started writing songs and teaching to them. And so back in the 20s, the 1520s, the 1520s, he wrote this one to this common guitar strumming or whatever that they used in the around the campfire. And said, let's sing about what God has done. So, why do we sing? Because God's been up to something and he's done something, and when you see it, it sets you free. In fact, one of the signs that you understand what God's up to is you feel free. And when you feel free, there's a joy. And when there's a joy, you got to sing. Amen. So let's sing.